19. The magistrate looked sourly at Selden as he gave his story. The magistrate said, "What makes you think it was the intention of this man you struck to attack you? Did he strike you? Did he threaten you? Did he in any way place you under bodily fear?" "My granddaughter was aware of his approach and was quite certain that he was planning to attack me." "Surely, sir, that cannot be enough. Is there anything else you can tell me before I pass judgment?" "Well, now, wait a while," said Selden indignantly. "Don't pass judgment so quickly. I was assaulted a few weeks ago by 8 men whom I held off with the help of my son, so you see I have reason to think that I might be assaulted again." The magistrate shuffled his papers. "Assaulted by 8 men. Did you report that?" "There were no security officers around, not one." "Aside from the point, did you report it?"
"No, sir."
"Why not?" "For one thing, I was afraid of getting into long, drawn-out legal proceedings. Since we had driven off 8 men and were safe, it seemed useless to ask for more trouble." "How did you manage to ward off 8 men, just you and your son?" Selden hesitated. "My son is now on Santani and outside Trentorian control. Thus I can tell you that he had Dalite knives and was expert in their use. He killed one man and badly hurt 2 others. The rest ran, carrying off the dead and wounded."
"But did you not report the death of a man and the wounding of 2 others?"
"No, sir. Same reason as before. And we fought in self-defense. However, if you can track down the 3 dead and wounded, you will have evidence that we were attacked."
The magistrate said, "Track down 1 dead and 2 wounded nameless, faceless Trantorians? Are you aware that on Trantor over 2,000 people are found dead every day, by knife wounds alone? Unless these things are reported to us at once, we are helpless. Your story of being assaulted once before will not hold water. What we must do is deal with the events of today, which were reported, and which had a security officer as a witness. So let's consider the situation as of now. Why do you think the fellow was going to attack? Simply because you happened to be passing by? Because you seemed old and defenseless? Because you looked like you might be carrying a great deal of credits? What do you think?"
"I think, magistrate, it is because of who I am."
The magistrate looked at his papers.
"You are Harry Selden, a professor and a scholar. Why should that make you subject to assault, particularly?"
"Because of my views."
"Your views? Well."
The magistrate shuffled some papers perfunctorily. Suddenly he stopped and looked up, peering at Selden.
"Wait. Harry Selden."
A look of recognition spread across his face.
"You're the psychohistory buff, aren't you?"
"Yes, magistrate."
"I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it except the name and the fact that you go around predicting the end of the empire or something like that."
"Not quite, magistrate. But my views have become unpopular because they are proving to be true. I believe it is for that reason that there are those who want to assault me, or even more likely, are being paid to assault me."
The magistrate stared at Selden and then called over the arresting security officer. "Did you check up on the man who was hurt? Does he have a record?"
The security officer cleared her throat.
"Yes, sir. He's been arrested several times. Assault, mugging."
"Oh, he's a repeat offender, is he? And does the professor have a record?"
"No, sir."
"So we have an old and innocent man fighting off a known mugger, and you arrest the old and innocent man. Is that it?"
The security officer was silent.
The magistrate said, "You may go, Professor."
"Thank you, sir. May I have my cane?"
The magistrate snapped his fingers at the officer, who handed over the cane.
"But one thing, Professor," said the magistrate. "If you use that cane again, you had better be absolutely certain you can prove it was in self-defense. Otherwise..."
"Yes, sir."
And Harry Selden left the magistrate's chambers, leaning heavily on his cane, but with his head held high.